This is Lifestyle Decisions, a podcast based on the book by Scott R. Long.
The world, it's a-changin'. Taboos are falling by the wayside. Lifestyle choices common among older evangelicals are often viewed as archaic and approach extinction. Scott Long is a conservative evangelical who views their passing with a mixture of appreciation and sadness. In Lifestyle Decisions, Scott reviews the purpose for many of those choices and may even spruce some of them up for contemporary adoption. The listener is forewarned. Give his thoughts a listen, and you may just find yourself getting a little old school in your Lifestyle Decisions. Wine. Wine is okay. Drunkenness is not. That's a short version of Bible teaching on potentially intoxicating beverages. So why did I get the impression that total avoidance was the only Christian way? The reason can be appreciated, but such teaching can be problematic. In the United States, 88,000 people die each year in alcohol-related incidents. That's 30,000 more than American deaths in the entire Vietnam War. Add to that less than deadly spousal violence, child abuse, and the other alcohol-related crimes. Intoxication is a gigantic problem. It sneaks up on people. Heavy drinking enslaves many people. We can understand the reason many people, many Christians included, myself included, have decided to abstain totally and recommend that course to their children. However, misrepresenting Scripture is wrong and dangerous. Eventually people learn they were taught amiss, and I imagine all they were taught becomes suspect. I'll illustrate the danger with a concocted story. Please remember this comes from my imagination, lest I foster the very sin I'm decrying. The Scripture part is true. Quote, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Post quote. Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. When Satan tempted Eve, she quoted God as saying, "You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Where did she get the part about not touching it? Perhaps from God in a non-recorded conversation. Or what if, here's the imaginary part, it came from Adam? I can imagine Adam speaking emphatically, "Eve, God said not to eat from that tree. Don't touch it. Just stay away." And if she wandered near the tree, he repeated his admonition. Perhaps the serpent deceived Eve by touching the tree. "See, I touched it. Nothing happened." The moral of the story is that we need to properly label our admonitions. Our followers need to recognize a distinction between Scripture and man's advice. Even though the advice may flow from wisdom. My dad taught me to scorn short-term loan businesses that charge very high interest. The advice was wise and appropriate, but it didn't rise directly from Scripture. Now, back to alcoholic beverages. I've read that in Bible times, the wine was commonly watered down. Nonetheless, total avoidance? That's fine. Moderate use? Do so cautiously. Wine is okay. Psalm 104, 14 through 15 reads, "He causes wine that makes glad the heart of man." Proverbs 31, 6, "Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart." John 2, 7 through 10, in which we find that Jesus made wine. Drunkenness is not. Proverbs 23, 29 through 30, "Who has woe, sorrow, contentions, complaints, wounds without cause, redness of eyes, those who linger long at the wine." And Ephesians 5, 18, "And do not be drunk with wine." Scriptures read are from the New King James Version. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson, Inc. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The views expressed here are those of the author. Audio narration by Nathan Long.